I want to talk now a little bit about the Christian Aid Harvest appeal for this year. And I'm just going to put a wee picture up here. If you can't see it very clearly, please come and have a look on your way through for your soup after the service. But it's a poster that shows some ladies, one of which is Aster. And Aster lives in, and these ladies, they live in Ethiopia. And as a woman, Aster has had a difficult life. No matter how hard she worked, she never seemed to be able to save enough money to support her family. But Aster has a special group of friends who are important to her, and they're called the Women's Group, and that's the ladies that we have here. And the Women's Group work together to support each other. They run a shop together, which is powered by the sun. They sell goods like water and soap for the whole village to enjoy. Aster and her friends are now able to make money for their families, and they're proud of what they're achieving together. Aster's daughter, Agar, feels more powerful too now. There was no electricity in Aster's house, and Agar, aged 11, had to rely on dirty fuels like kerosene lamps to do her homework by. And this filled her house with smoke, and it was damaging her health. But thanks to people who support Christian Aid and the project that have then supported these women, she now has a solar lamp. And she says, now we are able to do our homework at any time, and there's no problem with smoke in our eyes. The new solar lamp has given Agar the power to reach her potential, and she's determined to finish school. And smiling, she says, I want to be a teacher and teach maths. Aster and her friends are already working together to overcome all kinds of challenges. And we, at this harvest time, have an opportunity to stand alongside Aster and her friends, because the money that we give to the Harvest Appeal will help many more women like Aster to support each other, and more children like Agar to get their homework done by a solar lamplight. Simple actions can be transformational. The transformation of a dry, small seed into a vibrant green plant is amazing. And the process even now seems beautifully mysterious. Despite all we know about it, we can still be in awe and look at the mystery of how a small seed can grow into some of the wonderful things that we have in front of us today. Communities like Aster's in Ethiopia are vulnerable to climate change, but at the same time, they show ingenuity and creativity, as the shop that they run shows us. And by developing more than one source of income and by using solar energy, they're able to ensure that their children have the opportunity to have their lives transformed. Now, the growth of a seed depends on so much. It depends on the ecology of soil, of climate, and of us as the humans to intervene and do what we can to nurture them along. And it symbolises the extraordinary ways in which we find ourselves dependent on one another, not only in our local community, but in the global community too. So many vital connections necessary to secure life, and the complexity is too great to capture. And so Jesus does something in this little reading we heard from Mark's Gospel. Jesus compares the kingdom to the seed. Our actions and those of the women in our harvest story may seem small and vulnerable, but there's such a powerful direction that God has set. Justice is coming as our individual actions take root and bring change. The kingdom can come if we all play our part, and simple actions can be transformational. For example, last year's Christian Aid Harvest Appeal raised funds for a project in Malawi to support farmers growing pigeon seeds, pigeon peas, a variety of pea that is extremely hardy and doesn't require just a huge amount of water to grow. The project supported by Christian Aid has helped transform the lives of many farmers by giving them the business skills to enable them to make a profit out of their crops, rather than being exploited by unscrupulous middlemen. The project, because of the success of the Harvest Appeal last year, was fully funded, and fully funded by folks like you and I, making a contribution to that appeal. Lives were transformed by our actions. And what we do when we give to Christian Aid is transformational. The way they work is to work on the ground with local people and local projects to help bring about change, long-term change in communities that really need it. And so we can only hope that this year's appeal can be as successful. One of the things to note that for the Harvest Appeal, and I think the Indonesian Appeal, is that whatever we give is multiplied another five times by the government. And so for every pound that we give, that becomes £6. Every £5 becomes £30. And so we can, a little bit, play our part in some quite transformational work. And so I'd encourage you, if you can, this harvest, to think about giving generously to the Christian Aid Appeal. And know that by doing so, you will be helping bring the kingdom closer to some of those in our world who wonder just how far away it might be.